In Harmony with Heaven, March 18. The Contest Over God's Law. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Adam taught his descendants the law of God, and it was handed down from father to son through successive generations. But there were few who accepted it and rendered obedience. By transgression the world became so vile that it was necessary to cleanse it by the flood from its corruption. The law was preserved by Noah and his family, and Noah taught his descendants the Ten Commandments. As men again departed from God, the Lord chose Abraham, of whom he declared, "Abraham obeyed my voice, and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." Concerning the law proclaimed from Sinai, Nehemiah says, "Thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai, and spakest with them from heaven, and gavest them right judgments, and true laws, good statutes and commandments." And Paul declares, "The law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good." The whole world will be judged by the moral law according to their opportunity of becoming acquainted with it, whether by reason, or tradition, or the written word. We behold in it the goodness of God, who by revealing to men the immutable principles of righteousness seeks to shield them from the evils that result from transgression. The law is an expression of God's idea. When we receive it in Christ, it becomes our idea. It lifts us above the power of natural desires and tendencies, above temptations that lead to sin. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them cause them to stumble. There is no peace in unrighteousness, the wicked are at war with God. But he who receives the righteousness of the law in Christ is in harmony with heaven. As received in Christ, it, God's law, works in us the purity of character that will bring joy to us through eternal ages.